In this tutorial, we will review how to set up a provider's schedule in the Office Appointments Maintenance. At the Office Appointments Maintenance menu, before setting up a schedule, you first need to make sure that you have created or added schedule templates for the particular provider. Schedule templates act as outlines for how a provider's schedule should be arranged for specific days. When the schedule templates have been prepared, click the Setup Schedule Maintenance option. A list of all the providers that are set up in the system will be displayed. Select the provider who you are setting up the schedule for. After the provider is selected, a calendar of the current month will appear. If the provider already has a schedule set up, you will notice template codes present in the days that the provider is scheduled for. To change a template on a specific date to a different template, select the date on the calendar, and a list of all the available templates will appear. Select the template that you wish to set this date to. A prompt will pop up and ask if you would like to change the day in the schedule to that template by a date range. If you would like to add the template to the given day for an extended period of time, select Yes, and enter the necessary date range. Click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen to confirm the changes. You will notice that the template codes for the revised dates will be highlighted in red. This is to indicate that these template updates are not finalized until the schedule is revised or extended. At the Setup Schedule screen, the button line has features to easily update. If a template that is used by this provider was edited at Schedule Template Maintenance, after it was added to the schedule, the Update Template button will add these changes to every day in the schedule that uses that template. When the button is clicked on, a window will pop up showing all the templates present in the schedule. Please read and review the informational message above before continuing. When the button is clicked on, a window will pop up showing all of the templates present in the schedule. Please read and review the informational message. Please read and review the informational message above before continuing. To select the updated schedule, scroll through the list and highlight the template needed. Press the check mark in the top left corner of the screen to continue. Another window will appear and prompt you to select the date range for the update. On the left, select the first day. On the left, select the first day in the schedule that will use the updated template. On the left, select the first day in the schedule that you. On the left, select the first day in the schedule that will use the updated template. And in the right, pull down. And in the right, pull down, select. And in the right, pull down, select a date that will extend the updated template as far out into the schedule as necessary. On the left, select the first day in the schedule that will use this updated template. And in the right pull down, select a date in the schedule. And in the right pull down, select a date that will extend the updated template as far out into the schedule as necessary. And in the right pull down, select a date in the schedule that will extend the updated template as far out into the schedule as necessary. When you have set the date range to a suitable time frame, press the OK button. Again, you will notice that the updated template codes will now be highlighted in red. Click the back button in the top left corner of the screen. A pop-up will appear and ask you to revise the modified templates. Remember that the changes made to Remember that the changes made to the schedule will not be finalized until a revision is run. Click the back button in the top left corner of the screen. A pop-up will appear and ask you to revise the modified templates. Remember that all of the changes made to the schedule will not be finalized until a revision is run. Scratch that. Transition. If a provider does not have any schedule set up in the system, at the setup schedule screen, the calendar will be blank. The setup by day button at the button line allows you to place in appropriate templates for each day of the week. After you have entered in all of the templates needed, click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen. You will be prompted to select the date range. Click the OK button when the range has been set. If the date range selected is more than 2 years in advance, a warning pop-up will appear stating that this can but is not normally done. The default for this prompt is set to no. If you select yes, another pop-up will appear. Again, the default is set to no. If you still prefer, You can select Yes to forward the schedule to the selected range. Transition. The next option on the button line is the Doctor button, where you can select another provider to set up a schedule for. The next blank button will forward you. The next blank button will forward you to the next month in the schedule that has no templates. The Copy Schedule button allows you to copy an existing portion of the schedule and add it to the schedule you are setting. When the button is clicked on, a pop-up will appear with the choices to copy a single month or to copy the schedule by a date range. When copying a single month, you can copy the provider's template schedule from a previous month to the next month. You can copy the provider's template schedule from a previous month to the next blank month in their schedule. When copying a single month, you can copy the provider's template schedule from a previous month to the next blank month in their schedule. Select the month you wish to copy and press OK. Next, select the providers who the month schedule will be copied to. After the providers are selected, press the Back button. You will notice that a statement will show you the months in which you are copying to and from, as well as the providers who that as well as the providers who you copied as well as the providers who you selected for the copy. You will notice that a statement will show the month in which you are copying to and from. You will notice that a statement will show the months in which you are copying to and from. After you have reviewed this information, click Start Copying. If you would like to copy over part of the schedule in a specific date range, choose option 2. Please read the informational statement above. Delete that. Enter the period of time that you want to duplicate Enter the period of time that you want to duplicate by entering the start date in the respective field and the last date of the time period in the ending date field. The paste date will designate the date in the schedule that the duplicate range will start. The paste date will designate the date in the schedule that the duplicate date range will start. The paste date will designate the date in the schedule that the duplicate date range will start. It is important to remember that the start day and the paste day should be the same to ensure that the schedules correspond on the calendar. It is important to remember that the start day and the paste day. It is important to remember that the start day and the paste day should stay the same.
Oh, come on.
It is important to remember that the start day and the paste day should. It is important to remember that the start day and the paste day should be the same to ensure that the schedules correspond on the calendar. The repeat paste field will input a given amount of consecutive duplicates. When the fields are set, when the fields are adjusted to the settings you prefer, click the OK button. The log is a summary that shows. The log is a summary that shows any changes or edits that have been made to the schedule. If you change a day on the calendar, update a template, or set up by day, these actions will all be included in the log. Listed in the log is the user's IP address and the date and time of any activity. The log is a summary that shows any changes or edits that have been made to a schedule. If you change a day on the calendar, update a template, or set up by day, these actions will be included in the log. Listed in the log is the user's IP address and the date and time of any activity. This concludes the setup schedule maintenance video tutorial. This concludes the setup schedule maintenance video tutorial.